No matter what, inflation is here to stay. I know we think in a political sense that if we can get one party in over another, that we could do policies, make things change. I understand Argentina, how he comes in and cuts inflation, but he literally slashed the government spending. In order to do that here in America, it would be unbelievably catastrophic. We would have to cut half the government. So inflation is going to be here to stay no matter what happens here in the election. And it's important for us to know. So before I get going, please subscribe, hit that button, be a part of the community here. We're going to start becoming more detailed on information that we put out. But it's important because I think it's important for we, the people, to know what really is going on. The mainstream media wants us to understand that inflation is only 2 or 3%. That's just not true. If we go back to the 1980s, you go to shadow statistics, go back, and these are government statistics. If we go back to 1980, in 1980, if you use those economic measurements, that was the last time we actually were honest about how we measured inflation. We peaked at about 18, almost 20% inflation in the first 2 years of Biden. And it has come down a little bit. But currently, right now, we are still at 12 to 14% inflation now. So the media is telling you it's about 3%, and that's flat out just not true. They cherry pick numbers in the way they do the calculations. The CPI, which is the consumer price index, they're cherry picking what items they put in and how they calculate. And so if something is really high, they leave it out. If something is dropping, they put it in. It's just not honest. And so if we go to the 1980s number, we're still at 12 to 14% inflation. So for every $100,000 that is sitting in a bank account, you will lose $12,000 to $14,000 just on the inflation. Your buying power is that much less. Now, I don't have to convince anyone because we're all experiencing it. We're all going to the store. We all have services. Labor costs are going through the roof. This is a really big deal because we, the people, have to learn to manage our lifestyle differently. And we're not, I'm not sure we, the people, are ready for this. We better be cautious on what we're spending money on. We better be cautious on going out those extra nights out in the restaurant and to the movies and buying those extra non-discretionary items like maybe big screen TVs or something. We really need to be careful because we're in a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment in history. And so we have to know that we need to expect the inflation, no matter who wins the election, is here to stay. Now, for many reasons, the Federal Reserve is struggling to contain this. This is one part of the Fed's struggle. It covers deficit spending and interest on the debt, but they leave out so much. As I said before, we now are in a period here where we have to reissue $10 trillion. I mean, these are big numbers, but $10 trillion of Treasury debt. This debt was issued back when interest rates were low, and now we have high interest rates. That's why it's going to absolutely exponentially grow our debt. And why, when they projected 10 years, we'll see $1.6 trillion on the interest of our debt. It's now going to be at the end of this year, just the interest. And it doesn't count Medicare, as I explained. With this inflation, even Medicare is going to hit $1.6 trillion very soon. We don't have the money for that. They could raise taxes all they want. It won't work. We will have to do a slash and burn of our entire non-discretionary programming. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, to be honest. It's not that medical costs are out of control. It's the dollar isn't worth anything anymore. And we're at a time in history, we've burned out our global dominance and our relationships. And so you have two-thirds of the world now going towards BRICS, which are commodity-backed, and they're driving hard. at separating the difference between the West and the East. This is a big deal because we're at a time when we have printed trillions upon trillions, and this $10 trillion that we have to reissue this year at these higher interest rates, that's $700 billion a month. Who's going to buy them? I contend not many. And we've already burned out our intergovernmental agencies, meaning we were forced and given a high budget, let's say, for Social Security. And we would then have them go in and buy U.S. treasuries. We're even forcing our banks. Most banks are buying U.S. treasuries. That's why the banks are in trouble, because they've owned treasuries at this low rate. Now our interest rates are high and they're stuck and they're losing a fortune. And this is a really big deal because we can't get out of it right now. And they're just blowing through the budget. They're blowing through, burning trillions. So I contend in order to overcome this reissuance of debt, they're going to have to print trillions into the float. We call it the M2 supply, which is how much currency is out there. They're going to have to print a lot more money. In printing that money, we are going to have accelerated inflation. And I've said it before, if they raise interest rates, the banks collapse. If they lower interest rates, which many people think they're going to do, inflation is going to rip. So we're in a really sticky situation, and it's important for all of us to understand. That's why having gold and silver right now is so vital. Many are not going to see it coming, but gold easily is going to see $5,000 and north of $5,000 an ounce here in the near future. Silver will go into three figures. We're talking about an exponential wealth transfer. Why I would go to Cornerstone Asset Metals to get yourself some gold and silver and stay away from the big gold companies. If they've got gold in their name, 9 out of 10 of them are charging exorbitant prices and premiums, gouging and taking advantage of people because most do not understand how precious metals work. And you don't have to pay for fancy numismatic coins. You just want straight up silver, straight up gold to protect your wealth and your IRA. If that's the case, you can even put it in the self-directed IRA, do a simple transfer, and store real physical gold and silver in a vault and not be in the currency system. Because we can't get out of this. At a time when the world is de-dollarizing, we've already lost the petrodollar. That's how we actually grew in the last handful of decades, is because the world, everyone in the world, had to use a US dollar to buy energy. And so by doing that, all of them had to have dollar in reserves. That's no longer happening. We blew it. They no longer have the petrodollar relationship. Countries are now buying energy in their own currencies. And when you start to have that much currency in the float, this M2 supply, we call it, when you have that much, and most of it, by the way, is overseas, when they don't need it anymore, and don't get me wrong, the dollar is still pretty much king, but the BRICS is rising and rising rapidly. And when they decide they won't use or need dollars to do the transaction, just like China and Russia, they are no longer using the dollar when they used to. Now they're using their own currencies to do trade and transaction. China's still holding on to close to $1 trillion in reserves of U.S. dollars, and I contend they're going to be ditching that fast. And when they do, if China decouples from the dollar, it's over. You are going to see catastrophic dollar collapse at that point, and that's not healthy. Right now, we're hanging in, but we are at the tail end of the 7 stages of an empire, and the 7th stage before empires collapse is loss of confidence in the currency. NATO in Europe has already declared they want to go after and freeze and take the $300 billion in Russian reserves that are predominantly in European banks. They want to take that away from Russia. That is not going to happen. Russia is not going to allow it. It's against international law, but they're trying to. And the United States is backing that up. If that's not act of war, I don't know what is. But $300 billion is nothing to mess around with. So they're now moving away from the dollar. So as those currencies, as that currency starts coming back to the United States, because they don't want to use it anymore, that's the definition of inflation. Too much currency chasing too few goods. And we could be on potential track for hyperinflation. I know many don't believe it, but the charts don't lie. And they're struggling. Currently, right now, we're running a $1.1 trillion deficit. Revenues were $2.2 trillion just through February of this year, and the outlays were $3.3 trillion. We are now going in debt $1 trillion every 90 days. And they're still spending money like we have it. I don't quite get, unless they're doing it on purpose, to destroy the fabric of what we have here in America and the freedom of the dollar and the dominance the dollar had in the world. We're destroying our credibility. That loss of credibility, if it continues to move in the direction it is, will be the last stage of an empire. America will be in absolute deep trouble. So kind of as a summary of this, in other words, the Fed's assuming that they're in control. And history suggests that they're not. I can tell you they're not in control. They're faking it and they're lying to the people. It's rigged against us. The numbers they put out on mainstream media is just not true. And have you heard about the $10 trillion in reissuance? Have you even, do they even discuss it? No. I just want to know who's going to buy it. I believe they're going to monetize it. So they're meaning they're going to create currency out of thin air, print it, and then pull it back in and monetize it, and it's going to dilute. So it's no different than taking a container of cranberry juice, dumping it in a toilet bowl, it's still going to be red. But when you dump that cranberry juice into an Olympic swimming pool, the red will disappear. It dilutes. That's what's happening to our dollar. That's why we see escalating rent, food prices, services, labor costs. Because the dollar doesn't buy anything, is becoming worth less, literally. Medical costs to buy medical supplies will continue to rise. So we've got to be responsible and plan because we need to ride this out. Now, can we change it? I hope so. But we will need extreme policy changes. And right now, they don't look like they're doing it. As a matter of fact, They're going into full board escalation of destruction of the dollar. And they're even on board, I'm surprised, both sides are on board to now using military long-range missiles provided by the United States in Ukraine so Ukraine can start attacking Russian soil. That kind of escalation is a very, very bad state. Russia is already preparing for tactical nukes. That's what I did in the military. I had a NATO secret clearance in nuclear warfare. We were tactical nukes in the field artillery division. These tactical nukes can take out like a grid square, like 1, 2, maybe 3 miles in a circumference. So they're not nearly like something that happened in Hiroshima. But these tactical nukes can take out areas of the battlefield. And if we start launching those missiles into Russia, you're going to see, my guess anyway, you're going to start seeing tactical nukes being dropped. This is not an escalation. I don't know what is. And then we have China and Taiwan. So we're dealing with a situation that could get out of control. And if it does, the dollar will start collapsing. And then we're in serious trouble because if we think we have inflation now, we haven't seen it yet. The Fed has never really forecasted a recession. Nor has the Fed spotted one in real time. If you notice, right before the 2008 collapse, everything was fine right until that great recession, they called it, right? And then they started printing trillions into the float. Well, the deficit is now over $34 trillion. They're not telling you about the unfunded liabilities, Medicare, Social Security, well over $100 trillion. with debt held by the public, and this is the part that gets me, the public debt is upwards to $27 trillion. We need to be paying off our bills and getting out of debt right now. It's very important. Interest on the national debt is now well over $1 trillion. And I say by the end of the year, and even Harnett of Bank of America has recognized it, we're going to be about $1.6 trillion just on interest on our debt. Now, what's really kind of crooked about it is this interest is going to a conglomerate or a cabal of banks. That's what the Federal Reserve is. They're not federal, and they're not part of our government. The Federal Reserve is a private bank, and they're controlling our money. And you have a cabal of large global banks that are in the Federal Reserve, and they get paid a guaranteed interest rate on the money. So as the interest rates go up, they're making less, and the interest rates come down, they end up getting more because of the guarantee. That's why we had interest rates down to near zero for so long. The banks were cleaning up and making a fortune. There's so much to this I can't wait to get into in the future, but when you see the great taking that's getting ready to come, and when you see how I'll explain the laws that are changed, where you don't control any of your assets like currencies, stocks, bonds, you're going to be shocked to know that these assets are on the books of the bank as an asset. Even an automobile that's paid off is on the book of the bank as an asset. They could even technically take that. I know it sounds crazy. I'm even trying to navigate this, but this is how important it is to understand. Because why it is so important is because the inflation is here to stay. Money that would go for investment instead is going to bondholders. Neither party will fix the deficit spending. They're just not going to. I know Republicans like to talk about it. They can't. And they're doing just as much spending as Democrats. This is not good, nor will the Fed. They won't be able to control it. Their job solely was to control inflation and keep it at a certain rate. They're not doing it. This isn't good. And it will get worse in the next recession, which I contend we're already in, but they're rigging the numbers so we can't tell. But you can just know, just talking to your neighbor, the scale back of purchasing and consumer buying power is dramatic. Unrestrained fiscal stimulus contributed to the mess we're in now. Especially COVID. How convenient. The trillions we printed coming out of COVID. Very irresponsible, let alone to go war on the heels of that. So nothing suggests a policy change is coming. And in the past two decades, the Fed did have some favorable global factors that held down the inflation. But those factors are gone, especially with the rise of BRICS. So we're going to get into more details of this, but I wanted to just put it out because it's not going away. We need to manage accordingly and prepare. Now, we can hope for the best that if we get in the right kind of people and we do what I call a controlled demolition of the dollar, cut across the board government discretionary spending, we could turn it around. But I don't see much in the way of anyone up there in DC willing to do it. So just know that these prices are here to stay. Some items sure are going to come down a little bit in cost because they were hyperinflated, but they're still here to stay. And as they go to cut interest rates, what I think they're going to try to do just for the election, you're going to see an acceleration of inflation like you haven't seen. And I'll get more in detail in the future to explain and show some detailed charts on how the inflation is really measured. But currently, we're still running at 12,000 or 12%, which is 12,000 per 100,000 in the bank. So if you're sitting in a lot of cash in the bank, you better be prudent. Diversify out and get yourself silver and gold, because if you see where it's going, when it gets there, you're going to look back and go, I sure wish I protected and preserved what I've worked so hard to build. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.